Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Please, if it's on the chart, standing by, take color 9 out, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Ock for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right,
Mike
Ock.
Mike Hawk.
Hard H on that Hawk.
Sorry. Yeah.
Mike Hawk. Been dealing with my entire life, Miles. Thanks.
Mike Hawk. Bet you have.
A company is hiring someone to test and review marijuana products.
Yay.
They'll pay up to $3,000 a month. Plus, all the weed is free.
And about. Retirement plan. Bam.
Why not? I'd take that deal, man.
I know. I mean, everybody's taking that job.
I mean, where else can you go to get stoned at work? A hotel in Japan is just $1 a night.
According to Percy Harvin, the NFL. Yeah,
the NBA.
Right, the NBA.
Radio.
A hotel in Japan is just $1 per night, but of course, there's a catch. You'll be live streamed the entire time you stay there.
That's weird.
Is it a nice hotel?
I don't know, man. I'm not working on it. All I know is it's just $1 a night. I'm saying game on, man. You want to see this all night long? Fine.
How itchy can his testicles be?
Do you not?
It's just a reflex, man. Mike, they don't even itch. It's just something to do.
Mike, do you not get a little excited there when you sleep sometimes?
Of course I do.
Okay, well, that's, yeah.
I don't care if you're gross enough to watch it, fine.
That was the weird thing about my sleep study, because you are on camera.
Oh, God.
And it's just one sheet. You're all plugged up, so it almost forces you kind of to sleep on your back because of all the electrodes on your head. So you kind of have to sleep like, you
is that
know.
That a beer can chicken under the sheet?
Right, exactly. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, boy.
So you're going camping instead?
Yeah, right, exactly. We're going to get this thing up for the rain. Oh, it's up already.
The first male birth control is almost ready.
Is it a pill?
No, it's not a pill.
It's ugly people.
No. You get it via a syringe right in the old Jimmy.
No.
How often?
I don't know, Ted.
Once is enough, bro. I mean, like, look, this has to be permanent, man.
If it's quarterly?
I mean, does it just lead to not having sex because your pride's hurt at that point? Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Look.
You can have sex without trying to procreate, right?
Yeah, you can. But typically...
It doesn't always work.
That's more for a longer-term relationship, I believe.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of comfortable with each other and you realize that, you know, you are...
I'm so comfortable
monogamous.
With you that I don't want to have kids with you.
Because if not, just use a condom.
Exactly.
If you're having, you know, relations with a bunch of different people,
right.
I still hope you're using protection, right?
Good, man.
I do both. I have a condom and I have an injection.
And just a piece of advice. If you're going to invite people over, don't leave it on top of the trash.
Is this for experience,
Ted,
that you did?
Oh, you mean someone else's?
Yes.
So you went to someone's house?
No. It was my home.
And you just left it on top of
it? I didn't know for 2 days later. And then my buddy's like, yeah, so my girlfriend noticed the condom laying on top of the trash.
Oh, no.
I thought you said you did nothing Saturday. I was like, well, I did something after I left here.
Right.
Huh.
I mean, I did that, but...
Look at the trash can with the lid on it, Ted.
Because... Mike, that's a good call, too.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't want to look at my own used condoms. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's mine, but I don't want to see
it. Was this in the kitchen?
No, the bathroom.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what is
it? It's in the kitchen sink.
I thought when you said you were the head chef, it was more about, you know, like, that you were the top dog in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Assert my dominance. 6 out of 10 people say that they had something go wrong when they started a new job. like not being introduced to their coworkers or not getting a tour of the office.
All whine and complain.
Thank you.
God, you got a new job.
Right.
Be happy.
You're employed.
You'll figure it out.
You even want to meet your coworkers. Hey, name's Dave. Don't care.
Right. Don't worry. They'll forget you.
Nobody told me where the bathroom is.
That's the problem. The annual list of the least safe toys this Christmas is out.
Oh, excellent. Mm.
It includes a realistic toy machine gun and a pogo ball.
Those things.
That Nerf gun does...
Thank you.
It does not look that realistic.
No, it's got big, giant plastic tubes on it that are bright orange. And guess what? The projectiles are the same way.
Yeah, like I had the belt-fed one. That looked much more realistic to a Saul than that thing does.
That kid's got a belt-fed... It's like every version of these things. Mm-hmm. They do not look real.
That new one's cool.
Man, they are awesome.
I was back in the early days of Nerf when they actually fired really, really fast, so that was about as dangerous as it got.
Oh, these things are great, man. And look, he's blown up his sister a few times.
She
gets pissed, but she's not hurt.
Mine fired these little rubber rings, just fired them straight out. They hurt like hell when they hit you, too.
And you know what's amazing about those Nerf guns is that everywhere I go in my home, both indoors and outdoors, I will find at least two of those bullets.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't fired it in like 6 months. They never go away.
I don't fire them anymore because they lost all the bullets.
And dead serious. Oh, when I was a kid, the guns were way too realistic looking.
Yeah. They made them black. They were metal.
Yeah. I had a desert camo, like fake M16.
Damn.
Good times.
52% of millennials say they'd give up having children if it meant working at their dream job.
I mean, now that I have kids, I can see that.
Yeah. Scientists have created a new toilet coating that keeps things from sticking to the bowl.
Okay. There are days where everyone can use that.
See, if you're a scientist, be proud.
Look, you know? Everyone will appreciate that.
I've got a no-stick egg pan on the way in, but not on the way out. So I think I should.
So that's where he uses the bathroom in his egg pan.
Yeah, I mean, right there. It just slides right off.
The egg pan.
Wipe real quick with a paper towel. No need to wash.
No one ever knows.
No, slides right off.
A man is going viral for holding a sign outside of a Target that says, quote, not homeless, wife in Target 2+ hours. Please help.
Oh, God. I would give that guy a beer and some beef jerky.
Yeah. Here you go.
Here's a cigarette, bud.
Here's a snack. I don't know why, even though it's, you know.
What?
It's not like the 1800s anymore, but I still equate beef jerky with like, it's a guy, probably wants some jerky. Actually, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, right. Want some smoked beef. 75% of people say they'd rather stay at home for the holidays than travel out of town.
Hey, you don't frickin' say.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to stay at someone else's house.
It's almost like it's inconvenient to travel.
Traveling at Christmas is... And it's not a vacation. See, here's the difference. And I always say this, like, if I visit family, that is a trip. A vacation, I don't know anyone around me. When I go to the airport for a vacation, I'm in a great mood. When I go to the airport for a trip, I'm just grumpy.
When I go home with family, I get a hotel room.
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, dead serious.
Yeah.
I don't even feel comfortable there.
I'll stay like a night or two at my mom's, but yeah, mostly if I'm there for a week, I'm getting a hotel room.
Not a bad call.
Yeah, I've lived too long on my own.
No, yeah, exactly. And getting a beer at 8:30. No, getting three. You want one or you going
to
shut up?
Some math nerds came up with a new way to calculate your dog's age in human years, but it seems way off, it says.
Well, no, it's not that it's way off. It does the reverse mechanism.
According to the formula, a one-year-old dog would be 31, a seven-year-old dog would be 62, and a 20-year-old dog would be only 79 years old.
Correct. So if you have a dog that's 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
in theory, the dog's about 73, 74.
Right.
In human years.
Right, right.
So when you do the math, you realize how quickly your dog's aging and how little time they have left.
Right.
That's basically it. And don't get
me
wrong.
Did you hear that, kids? Yay!
So you could, in theory, have, you know, if your dog lives to be 16, 17, you could have a 120-year-old dog.
But the truth is, it's 16 years old.
But that's not right. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're just saying as far as the correlation of age with human, you know.
A couple who lost their home in a fire in California last year has filed the claim. They say their 500-pound emerald worth $280 million was lost in the fire.
You know, I saw that and I figured, well, that swing for the fences.
Yeah, but did they rake?
Did they rake? The electric company that caused the fires and is paying the victims for their losses is skeptical, it says. So I don't think it's...
I bet they are.
I think they just filed this claim.
But of course.
Yeah. I mean, can emerald be lost? How hot is that?
What's the fire?
Be liquid, right?
I don't know.
They need to rake the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
It really will.
It says we basically write off the end of the year when it comes to health and diet, according to a new survey. 47% of people say they already know they'll give in and break their diet during the holiday season. And the top foods that we'll break our diets for are...
Pie
and cakes is one.
Rolls.
No. Ted, any guesses?
Pie, Oh, it's Christmas. Cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah, man.
And home-cooked holiday meals.
That makes sense. I mean, look, all we do at the holidays is eat. Right? That is the crux of it. Yeah, kids open gifts, and then we eat.
Ta-da.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I don't, even if you're a super fitness person, like, it's the holidays, right? Like, that's what you do. You're going to have these big meals and share them with people. Like, you're going to eat some few more calories.
And you've already spent more money than you normally would in any other, like, four-week stretch of your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Treat yourself.
November, December, that's all damage control at that point.
And that's why
not to do so much.
And that's why it's a treat. You only have Christmas cookies around Christmas.
There you go. Boom. A man beat up his brother because he wouldn't support his dream.
What was his dream?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve and Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Cody, you understand how this here game is played?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Here's your story. We go to Lakeland, Florida, where a man was arrested after he punched an umpire in the face following a Little League game. The 22-year-old man faces a felony count of battery of a sports official. And according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, he disagreed with the call that the umpire made. So after the game, he went to the clubhouse to complain to the head umpire. Now, he began screaming at the umpire, who asked him to leave the ballpark. But instead of leaving, he said, "I'm going to kick your ass," then punched the umpire in the face. Well, the assault left the umpire with a cut lip and a broken tooth. He was treated by paramedics at the scene. Meanwhile, this guy has been arrested and goes to trial next month. But do you believe that this man who punched a Little League umpire in the face over a controversial call is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Oh, man. My gut instinct, I've worked with kids for a long time. My gut instinct, honestly, is white. But I'd like to hear some opinion here. Ted?
Where was it at again?
Lakeland, Florida.
I mean, Florida.
It's everybody, right?
It's an umpire, right?
It is an umpire, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm with you. I'm picturing a white guy, wrap around Oakley's.
Very specific.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like I know what this guy's about. He's one of those guys that when he smokes a cigarette, he doesn't take it out with his hands. He just lifts the pack with his lip and pulls out a cig.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's Florida guy. And I may have known a guy like that back then.
It seemed real specific.
Anyway, I'm thinking of one kid I played with and his dad.
Cody, I'm going to disagree with this. Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that the Tampa Bay Rays have the lowest attendance in Major League Baseball, second only to the Miami Marlins. White people don't care about baseball in Florida, although it's one of the premier states, obviously. They have spring training along with Arizona.
Sure.
They don't care about professional.
They don't.
Right. That's a good point.
They don't care about but it's still the sport. So if you're caring about a sport and you're good at it, my guess is going to be Mexican.
I think I'm going to have to go with Ted on this. I really think, like, white is really just sticking with me.
I believe the umpire was white.
All I know is his nose is bloody.
Cody, you want to go white? Final answer?
Yeah, final answer,
okay,
white.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, we head to a Florida profile. This is a Florida man, 21 years old. He's arrested after punching a Little League umpire in the face. over balls and strikes.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty well, the guy was bleeding profusely from his nose. I think he busted out maybe a couple teeth. Whatever the deal was, he was eventually arrested.
That is correct. But Cody, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And you just said, man, you and Ted, you were tracking. Like, man, he's got the wraparound sunglasses. It's a white
Oakley's.
Dude. What, Oakley's, right? Went up there and did his thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Incorrect. As it turns out.
No kitty powers for you.
Our very own Miles Montgomery was correct. Mexican.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'll stick it in third year, Letterman.
It doesn't mean he didn't have the wraparound Oakley's, but he was, in fact, Mexican.
Yep, there you go. Now for all TV news all time, time for a little TV time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, what do we got today?
All right. You got the Jimmys, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Fallon and Kimmels. Oh, also, we have to remind ourselves to mention who is actually telling the joke. We've had a lot of people who have texted and commented.
I don't know their voices.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my bad. My bad.
We
got to
make sure
that.
We know. Okay, so
well, now you know, Ted.
All right.
Fallon, Kimmel, who else?
David Spade.
Spade.
Spadester.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers. All right.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
These guys have got a team of professional writers. They spend all day coming up with jokes. Those guys can do a good monologue. But, hey, some of these jokes are actually from our own The Ted Smith. So it's up to us to determine whether these are jokes written by a professional comedy team or our own The Ted Smith.
In China, you may soon be able to pay for items by just having your face scanned. That's got to be a bummer when people hear, sorry, your face has been declined.
Myers.
In China, you may soon be able to pay for items by just having your face scanned. Yeah, that's going to be a bummer when people hear, sorry, but your face has been declined.
I've heard that before. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
All right.
An actress in the new James Bond film says it'll be the wokest James Bond film ever. Working title is Dr. No Means No.
Seth Meyers.
David Spade.
Actress in the new James Bond film says it will be the wokest Bond movie ever. The working title is Dr. No Means No.
That, of course, was David Spade.
That was David Spade.
There's a new version of Uno that promises it'll keep politics out of Thanksgiving. They replaced the red and blue cards with orange and purple. And there's a veto card you can use to skip someone's turn if they start talking politics. If you can't play Uno without bringing up politics, no one likes you.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'll say that too.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me. It's Uno.
I saw that today, and I'm like, wait, dude, it's Uno.
You don't need a politically correct version of that. It's your mental
it's
state
Uno.
Of mind.
Right, exactly.
If you put a veto card in there, chances are you're going to bring up politics then.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what are you doing?
Let's see. A cop in Georgia crashed into the back of a woman's SUV earlier this year because he was watching a Grand Theft Auto YouTube video. He's been demoted. But he did achieve 5 stars at Liberty City.
Be Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that too because I'm not sure the joke.
Yeah, it's a joke about playing the game.
Oh, okay.
All right. Scientists had developed a new shark-proof suit with material they say will reduce blood loss from shark bites. Though it's still not as effective as my favorite method, land.
Myers.
David Spade.
Scientists have developed a new shark-proof wetsuit material that they say will reduce blood loss from shark bites, though it's still not as effective as my favorite method, land.
Seth Myers.
Yes.
Hackers have stolen thousands of Disney Plus customers' information. I don't know what's worse. The hackers have my info, or that they know I've watched Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3 times.
Kimmel. David Spade.
Hackers have stolen thousands of Disney Plus customers' information. I don't know what's worse, that my hackers have my account info, or that they know I watched Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3 times on Monday.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon. Damn you, Fallon.
All right. If you guys saw this, Mike mentioned it. 52% of millennials say they will give up having children if it meant working their dream job. When reached for comment, pro athletes said, wait, I thought we were supposed to do both.
Ted Smith.
Spade.
That's a Ted Smith.
Yeah, it's Ted Smith.
Sure. I was going to name drop an athlete.
Right.
Like, you know, some of them that have a lot of them. Then I was just like, wait a minute. This is pro athletes. Like, they have their dream job and they are making babies all over.
Just don't know when it comes to an end is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's crazy out there. Kevin Hart will star in a new documentary series on Netflix. The working title is called Comedians in Cars Getting Concussions.
David Spade.
Kevin Hart will star in a documentary series on Netflix. The working title is Comedians in Cars Getting Concussions.
That's definitely David Spade.
He had a strong show last night. What's her name?
I always forget to watch the show, but every time he plays clips, I'm like, that's pretty funny.
It comes on right after The Daily Show.
I know.
But he had Ray Romano on there. He had Ron Funches on there.
Why do I know Ron Funches? I know his name.
Well, he's a funny comedian. Lost a bunch of weight. He's big into wrestling. Kind of almost talks like a little bit of a lift.
A little bit. That's not a little bit.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of a lift.
Like if I showed you a picture.
Yeah. Okay, that guy. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. But it was a strong show. Ray Romano actually kind of impressed me. And he had a sick burn. They were talking about something like giving everybody like something about children or something. Either way, he was just like, I know something about not getting credit for giving somebody everything they've got. Brad Garrett.
Oh,
damn, Ray.
It's not very funny.
Like Brad Garrett.
This is kind of interesting. Time Magazine is putting out a series of lists running down the best movies, TV, music, and books of the past decade. Obviously, a lot of it is very interesting. The 10 best songs, you know, I'll say this. The 10 best songs might not be songs everybody likes, but sure. You definitely know them.
All right.
You know? But I just like, for the best 10 shows...
Well, what about the songs?
Oh, you want to hear about the songs?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Rolling in the Deep by Adele was on there.
Everyone knows that.
Rolling Ain't It Fun by Paramore.
You know it if you heard it.
Not only would you know it if you hear it, if you hear it, you feel like you're on the way to the party. Like, it's just an excitable song. Okay. Like, you're just like, like, this is going to be a fun one.
I like that.
What else is on there? All Too Well by Taylor Swift. And then the one that kind of shocked me that I knew was Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley.
Drunk on a Plane.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing called Sober on a Plane.
Old Town Road also made the list there by Lil Nas X. And again... You might not like these songs, just saying they're so popular, you couldn't get away from them. Yeah. I still like Old Town Road. But for TV shows, Better Call Saul was on there, The Good Place, Twin Peaks, The Return, BoJack Horseman. But I'm mainly happy that Atlanta got on the list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've been a fan of that show.
Have you guys watched it yet?
No. I have not. I haven't watched that, and I haven't watched your high school drama.
All-American.
All-American.
The new season's back.
My sister is all over Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
Atlanta is so funny, man. It's great, man. Donald Glover does
good stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Right. The man makes music, makes comedies. I saw a list today, and I was like, does he rank as a? I guess technically he's still a comedian, right? Actor first.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that now. Musically, I mean, pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
actor, good stuff.
How would you introduce him? He's going to show up on your late night show. You are now introducing.
Don't have sex with a person I'm with.
I mean, but like. Do you say comedian, actor, but do you start with actor? Do you start with musician?
I think I would start with musician.
Me too.
Okay.
I would say musician.
I'd throw him for a loop.
I would just say the multi-talented.
Yeah.
The multi-talented.
Right. White House White Castle manager. Like, you just make stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a legit argument about who's more talented, him or Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx started in comedy, right? Mm-hmm. Acting. Obviously could sing.
Sure. Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. Yeah. People give Eddie Murphy credit for singing.
He put out some music.
He had a song in the top 10.
What was it?
Party All the Time. Rick James tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. But he did.
That's not Redbone. This is not a joke. Netflix will air a Kevin Hart docuseries called Don't F This Up. It shows Kevin basically dealing with the whole Oscar controversy from a year ago. I probably could have used this in my monologue, but Wilmer Valderrama says the cast of That 70s Show wants to do a reunion movie. There's nothing in the works, though. Is that right, Wilmer? You want to get the old crew back together?
Why say it like that?
I just haven't seen him in a while.
He's on NCIS.
You got to be kidding me.
No, isn't that like
number
the
one show in America?
Rated show all the time?
All right.
He is. He's Jesus. Good.
He's
he
much
is
better
doing fine. Your my mother time. Knows where he is. Put it that way.
I'm an idiot.
He's on
no,
NCIS.
No, he just moved on to a different demographic.
Yeah, he's NCIS, which is like
why
the top rated show. I don't know. But it's been a couple of seasons,
you
I
know,
guess.
He's a cop?
Come I haven't on. Said this one in a while, but I should look that up.
Yes.
But you really haven't seen him. You need to go home and hang out with your mom.
Don't worry. She's coming out for a week, I'm sure, at some point.
You're going to go, oh, there he is.
Well, right.
Well, I've seen episodes of NCIS. He must be a newer character.
He's got to be. But Wilder Fez is on NCIS. Sorry, man. I just his name. Laura Prepon, I do not know what she is doing.
Right.
Mila Kunis is convincing me to buy anything that she wants to sell. But isn't she with Ashton Kutcher now? Are they?
Yeah, they're married.
All right, so they're married. Ashton Kutcher's what? Just making billions doing whatever the hell it is he does now.
Laura Prepon, if you're looking for her, Orange is the New Black.
She's on, okay. So she's doing stuff.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The dude who played Eric. No idea what he's doing. I've seen him in some stuff. He's in one of the Spider-Man movies or something, but I have no idea what he's doing. He seems like the one guy that's not doing anything.
Yeah, what's it, Topher Grace? I remember he came out first and, like, got. Remember, he had a huge role in Traffic, I want to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy couldn't get his penis erect. Forget it.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
All right.
I don't go through my head like, oh, I'm not dragging.
Right over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Never mind.
Tell it to a friend.
All right, all right.
He got him out.
You guys ever watched?
It was an inside joke.
I know.
It took me a minute.
That's the only joke I know.
Oh, man. You should use that on your new podcast, fellas.
All right, exactly.
All right, so you ever watch more?
And I have herpes. Why did we invite you to our home?
Oh, no.
Get out. All right. You ever watched Maury and thought, man, I wish this was a game?
Maury Povich?
Yeah. What's the best thing about Maury?
Who's the daddy?
You are not the father.
Right.
Right? That's what you hope to hear if you're on Maury.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's ever went on that show hoping to be a father.
They're going to make that a game now.
Hunter Biden, you're the father.
Right.
NBC Universal has turned the show into a board game called You Are Not the Father. And no, it's not a joke.
How does
you
this
can pre-order
work?
It on Amazon?
How would they know?
So the specifics, as I say here, a little vague. They're calling it, quote, a hilarious party game which challenges players to prove their parentity?
Is that a word?
Parental. Ah.
Parentity.
Paternity.
Non-paternity.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I never have to take these tests.
No, I know, but just parentity.
through a series of outrageous accusations and laugh-out-loud arguments. I don't know. And look, it's funny, but also, like, I don't know. Do we want to play a board game where the whole idea is like, yeah, we're out there, but that's not my kid.
Right.
I'd play it with my kids. Don't read into it, guys.
With that said, you know what? I changed my mind already. This is a great idea.
You're gonna buy it?
Well, I was thinking about that, right? I've played Cards Against Humanity.
Sure. Oh,
that's a pretty dark game. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, screw it. Let's have some fun and figure out who's not the father.
I don't know that dark is the right word for Cards Against Humanity. I find it hilarious. There are awful things are said, but play it with the grandparents sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Ladies out there, I think they enjoy a little bit of the Aquaman.
Oh, Jason Momoa.
I'm going to call him Jason Mimosa.
He's a tall drink.
Sundays at 11, I'm all about it.
Right. We'd rather be at brunch. So basically, this is a sad story, but if you like Jason Mimosa, Momoa, this will make you
Jason
like,
Mimosa. He's make, Mimosa from now on. It's
this
okay.
will make you like him more. Amelia Clark has been going on. Basically, she's talking about stuff, and she's pretty famous for Game of Thrones, and there was a lot of nudity on there.
She was on
Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, and says basically people still pressure her all the time.
What, to get nude?
Yeah, to do nude scenes and stuff. She said, I've had fights on sets where it's like, no, the sheet stays up, and they're like, well, you don't want to disappoint your Game of Thrones fans, and I'm like, F you. So they're talking about it, right?
Yes, that's why I was a fan of hers, because her boobs are out.
Right. So Dax brought up the thing that a lot of those early sex scenes in there were pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And were basically almost like rape scenes. So Jason, and she gives credit to Jason Momoa, for making her feel comfortable. Says, quote, he was very nice to her and just said, hey, look, like, just let me know, like, what are we doing? Like, you choreograph it. We don't want anything bad to happen or whatever. And then she even added that, like, the scenes were so traumatizing to him that he ended up crying more than she was.
I mean, look, yeah, if you're a decent human being.
It's an unnatural thing.
But, yeah, the role he played. Let's say, if you've watched the show, then we would agree. Say, when they first hooked up, as you were, kind of an arranged marriage, it's a little brutal.
Yeah.
A little brutal.
Yeah, and you're right. He's a decent human, you know, just like most people are decent human beings.
Sure. I mean, he's Aquaman, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I would have an easier time shooting someone, killing them, dismembering them, and eating them than I would doing that type of scene where I'm being portrayed as this person doing that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's more believable that I could shoot someone.
Yeah, I believe
in my world. You know what I mean? Like, the other ones, like, I can't.
Well, and we know. We were in a movie. You guys shot each other, and I killed a hooker.
Nobody shot me.
You did kill a hooker.
You did,
in the movie.
But you felt horrible about it. No, you actually didn't. You actually were pretty fired up about it. You were really excited.
I could kill a hooker.
And you were covered in blood. And you were fired up. You really liked killing that hooker in that hotel.
Method acting.
And the circle of life, basically, we're staying there tonight.
I know.
Have fun, boys.
I know.
We don't see you for live day. You know why. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Ohio man punches his brother in the face after he does not support his American Idol dreams. Meanwhile, a former Johnson County Sheriff's employee busted running a massage parlor with lotions and some creams. Nigerian friend scammer actually pulls off $1 million heist while in jail. Officer was playing Grand Theft Auto in his car when another car he did nail, and a man uses a Porsche as a battering ram to get his Nissan Altima out of an impound lot. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. A man brutally beat his brother for not supporting his dream. The man stopped by his brother's home along with other members of the family for a get-together, and that's where he broke the news. The man was about to pursue his dream, but needed the support of his family to make it happen. And that dream was to be on America's Got Talent. Much to his chagrin, the family elected not to support his dream. The man stormed out of the house before returning and berating his brother for his lack of support. It bubbled to the point that the man started swiping at his brother's face and finally connected with one, leaving him with a nasty bruise on his face. Police were called and he was arrested, and you will never guess where this fun family comes from.
Florida!
Actually, Ohio.
Oh,
Ohio.
Damn it.
One time I don't say Ohio.
North Florida!
You gotta stick to your guns, Tim.
And it seems like, to me, the guy just doesn't have talent.
Right.
And the
family wanted money to try to go and go to a place to audition and get a hotel room.
He gas
money so he could go to Cleveland or whatever to do the auditions. His brother's like, no way.
Right.
His brother's got a wife and kids.
Right. Like, got a wife and two kids, a house. Like, I can't afford to send you out there for something that honestly doesn't propel anybody with an actual career in any kind of entertainment form afterward.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's like one or two that you could possibly name from the show that maybe they're still going on, but only because they were on the show, 2 years ago?
Maybe.
Right. In other news, a man was serving a sentence for internet fraud, and you'll never guess from where he was.
Ohio.
No.
He was a Nigerian prince.
Nigerian prince. But that's not the best part of the story. While serving his time in a max security prison, it was later discovered that he still had access to the internet while he was locked up. This man was sentenced for committing an internet scam in Nigeria, and they still gave him internet access in this max security prison. So to the surprise of nobody, the man conducted a massive internet mega scam, raking in roughly $1 million before he was caught by officials.
Damn. He's good at it.
That's got to be the man that has made the most money in prison.
He's got his own money. He's a prince.
Good point.
But he just needs your help to get it all. We go to Wisconsin, where a man went above and beyond to get his car out of the impound. The car was impounded after the man was pulled over a few days later, surveillance footage of the impound lot saw him trying to reclaim his car. Unfortunately, there was a Porsche parked in behind his car, but luckily the keys were still inside. Thinking quickly, the man hopped into the Porsche and used it as a battering ram to not only knock down the fence of the lot, but the fence of a nearby home.
Jeez.
Before getting his car out of there. Sadly, nobody else would be trying to steal his car, so officers didn't have much issue tracking him down and arresting him.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That's the first thing that I thought of as soon as I saw that story. Who else is going to steal this beat-ass Nissan Altima?
Exactly.
But I'm glad he used the Porsche as the way to get out.
Right? Keep the damn Porsche.
Right. You got the Porsche. Take that.
At least with the Porsche, it creates a question as to who could have stolen this thing. You grabbed your Nissan.
It was him.
Granted, yeah. It's a great car. Like, have at it, but...
But you had a Porsche.
Right.
No, yeah. The Altima's much more reliable.
The Altima's incredibly reliable, and I can see why he would want to have that car back. The problem is that no other finger points anywhere than him.
Right. Totally.
Damn. In Kansas, a former deputy was arrested for dealings of his new gig. According to court documents, the man was either the owner or manager of a business that was offering prostitution called, wait for it, Lotus Flower and Dream Massage.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are Lotus Flowers illegal?
Cops busted not only him, but five others in the sting operation. This guy is a former deputy. How does he not know how to close these holes?
Right. You would think. Yeah. But... Damn it, Mike.
No pun intended. But again, this guy probably ran these kinds of operations. He knew this kind of stuff was going on. As soon as I heard that he had moved over there, it's like, okay, this guy has learned from one job and he's put it into practice.
Sure.
In a completely different one, which is no good, but damn. All righty. We head on down to Georgia, where a police officer is in some trouble. Ted covered this a little bit earlier with some monologues. The officer rear-ended a woman's SUV at speeds of around 70 miles an hour. She was going like 6 in stopped traffic. She was going, yeah. An accident that sent her into a coma for 4 weeks.
Wow.
Obviously, the officer was distracted at the time of the accident, but an internal investigation revealed that what was distracting the officer was the onboard computer in his cruiser. Even worse, he was watching a Grand Theft Auto gameplay video at the time of the accident.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I've seen them on their computers while they're flying down the highway, but you assume that they're scanning cars, they're checking license plates, they're looking at stuff.
That is what I would assume, yes.
Right? Doggone it. This marks the 8th accident. 8.
Thank you.
What's that?
This
guy? The dude's had 8 accidents in the cruiser.
Right. This is his 8th accident that the deputy was involved in, that he was involved in, that he was found to be the cause of, that he was at fault.
8 times. There's your tax dollars at work.
Right. This is the 8th one where they said, yeah, he's the one, he's completely at fault for this. I don't know how many other incidents that he's been in, but he was demoted and prohibited from driving a county vehicle for any reason.
This is unreal.
How does he have a job?
Thank you.
Can you imagine any other place, workplace, where you ruined the company car 8 times and were found at fault?
Right.
They'd fire you.
Right. You're costing them thousands of dollars.
You wouldn't drive anymore. If nothing else, like, yeah. Well, you'd be on desk duty.
Desk duty.
Right.
Like that. Sure.
Ted, we're going to move you to sales because this is the 8th time that you've sworn on the air, you know?
Yeah.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you live day, bitches. We're out.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, that's right, we be all up out this business. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.